Hello and welcome. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. Yesterday we began a discussion about not worrying or do not worry. And we established the fact that worry is something that we do. Even though we don't think too much about it, we think it's normal. But the Lord Jesus said, don't worry. Actually, it's normal with the human nature. Thinking about what will happen, because worry is associated with fear, that fear of the future, the fear of the unknown is there. So worry is often as a result or is a result of that fear that is there. Now, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, had told them that they should not worry about their lives, what they will eat, what they will drink, about their bodies, and what will they wear. And he says to them, the one who clothes the birds and lilies, who are less valuable, will also provide these things. So that's Jesus speaking to his disciples, that these things that you are running after, what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, the Father has already made those things available even for nature, for the animals, that's birds, for the flowers. He made them so beautiful. And you are running around for things that God has even given to nature. He has given, and he says to them, are you not more valuable? Of course you are more valuable to God. And if you are more valuable to him and he can care for those things that are less valuable, like the birds and the plants, how much more will he care for you? And that's to tell us that God loves you. You are valuable to him. You need to remember that. You need to remember that because I am valuable to God, if he can take care of birds that are even less than me, what more about me that he created in his image and likeness? What more about me that he loved even before he formed me in my mother's womb? How much more will he love me? How much more will he provide? Do we remember that when God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1, that man was the last of God's creation? Why? He wanted to make sure that everything that man needed would be in place before man came. And that's why man didn't come and then man was asking, oh, where will I get this? Where will I get that? No, everything was already there. Man started asking those questions when sin came in, because with sin came fear. What would this happen? When would that happen? But before sin came, man was absolutely secured in God's love, in God's care. He was content in the garden because everything man needed to survive was already there. If you understand that God loves you so much, that God will not position you in a place where he has not provided for you, a place where he has not made provision for you, then you will not worry. I remember there was this time that I traveled outside of Lagos, and I went to spend some days in Abuja. And I remember on that trip, one of the days I was praying about, I think, housing and just some things, just praying, because the beginning of the year we're wondering, are we going to stay in our present house, are we going to move? And I remember just praying about that, and the Lord, who knows the heart and what's going on, I remember him asking me, because I was staying with one of my dear sister and friend. She's just amazing. And she had this very great job, and they had provided her a good house, good car. I was staying with her for that time because, you know, that I was in Abuja. And the Lord said, can you see how this organization has provided for her? I said, yes. He said, did you hear that when she came, there was no place for her to live? And she was moving here and there, wondering, where will I stay? What will I eat and what will I drink? Or that she didn't have a vehicle to move her around, and so she was worried. I said, no. He said, exactly. So when she came, were those things there? I said, yes. As a matter of fact, they must have, as she was coming, there was already a plan for her. You know, maybe the highest would have been, come and get the kind of house you want, make that selection. But as to, you know, how would it happen? No. And the Lord said, so if this can happen, if a human organization can do this for the staff, don't you think I can do more? I was like, so certainly, of course you can do more. And then he was like, so why are you thinking so much through all of this? Don't you believe that if I wanted you here, I can make everything? If I want you here, whatever you need, I can provide it before you show up here. And I used that, I was like, wow. And I began to think further. Well, if human organizations can do this for their staff, that is just all about, you are working for me, so I give you this to compensate for that and nothing else. Not that they really love the individual and they have your best interest. No, it's all about you having the interest of the organization. And as long as you are loyal to the organization, you remain functioning within its scope, we'll give you whatever you need to remain, continue to function for us. But for the kingdom, he just loves us. He provides that. And when we respond to him, it's like, hey, all these things are nothing. Sometimes we don't even respond and he's providing. But so when the Lord used that, it really touched my heart. I was like, wow, truly. If a human organization can do this for a staff that they really don't, if today anything happens, I mean, that's about it. Oh, bye-bye, sorry about that. Whatever they can do to compensate. So if they can go to that extent, what would God not do for you? And that's what Jesus said. Why are you worrying about these things? Your Father already knows you need them. He says it's the Gentile nations that worry about these things, the unbelievers. They worry about these things. They spend their time chasing those things. He said, but you shouldn't be doing that. And he says, what should you do? Just seek me. Make the kingdom priority. Make living for me a priority. Make obedience a priority. And he says all these things will be added. They will be added. It's not a problem. And he says something. He says life is more important. Life is more important than all those things you are chasing. Life is more important than those things you are chasing. Your body is more important than those things you are chasing. And so if I can provide for the birds, if I can provide for the even the plants, what about you? You are more valuable. And that's the word I want to leave with us this morning, that you are more valuable to God. Remember that. You know, when something is of value to you, you take care of it. You take care of it. You make sure it is safe. You make sure it is clean. You make sure it's in a place, you know, where it's not going to be tampered with. You make sure that everything about that thing is kept because it's valuable. And that is what the scripture Jesus is saying here, that you are valuable. So remember that you are valuable. And because you are valuable to God, he says, don't worry. I've got you. I've got you because you are valuable to me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for helping us to understand that we are valuable to you, Lord Jesus, so that we don't go about as people who need to sort out their own lives, but help us to know that because we are of value to you, You who made us in your image and likeness, that you will take care of us, you will provide for us. As we keep living for you, keep following you, that you will provide. If you can do that for even those who don't care, who are not interested in you, how much more about those of us who love and follow you? Help us, Lord. I pray for your daughter out there, your son, who may be going through some form of anxiety right now. I speak peace to their heart and mind in the name of Jesus. I say, peace be still to every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I command peace to your heart and to your mind right now. In the name of Jesus, you are valuable to God. Rest in his love and in his peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Bye-bye for now.